Dr. Julie Gelthorpe, Mixed Nations Family Therapist, talking about gaslighting this morning. And Julie, for those just joining us, if you can just kind of reiterate what gaslighting is.
Sure, yeah. This came up because people this week, a few people have asked me, what's gaslighting? So gaslighting is a behavior, and it's a manipulative behavior that leaves the recipient of it questioning themselves, their reality, memory, or their perception. So people who gaslight others were traditionally felt to be on that narcissism spectrum where they have this compulsion to control, never be wrong, and have no ability to empathize with another's perception. What's concerning, however, is I'm seeing people describe being on the receiving end of this tactic by people who would not necessarily fall on that continuum, which means that it's become a strategy which people are not mindful of to get what they want or to dismiss another people, other people's experience.
And it's really detrimental to people for a long period, too. You know, you think it's a short-term lie or continuous lies, but the actual effects of this gaslighting toward the victim goes on a long period of time. A friend of mine was married and her husband was gaslighting her all the time, telling her that she, you know, wasn't accurate about his infidelity and that he wasn't really cheating, only to later find out, yeah, he was really cheating. And the whole time she was made a fool of. And then later, still in pain and agony, but she went on to get married,
Julie,
and she's happy.
Julie, you talked about narcissism. Can you kind of just briefly explain that, how that plays into gaslighting?
Yeah, sure. So, well, narcissism, it occurs on a continuum. It's generally defined as someone who has an inflated sense of self-importance. They're extremely selfish. They crave for admiration. And they have this lack of empathy for others. And one of the most common ways people experience narcissism is being a recipient of those behaviors that Orlena just described. But so gaslighting, it occurs when abusive people, through their words or behavior, convince their victims that their version of the reality is false. Like that example Orlena gave, where it's like, I didn't have an affair. Like, you're too sensitive. Mm-hmm. You're always thinking the worst in people. Those are those responses that would be considered gaslighting.
But you don't have to be a narcissist actually to do that. You can be just a big liar.
Yes, that's right. That was what, you know, we used to think it only came from certain people, but now it's kind of broadened so that many other people are using it as well. So, but it comes, like, the reason it's a strange term is it becomes from a 1940s movie, Gaslight, where a husband intentionally dims the gas lights in the home, and then when his wife reacts, he said they never dimmed at all. So like the villain in the movie, people who gaslight aim to make their victim question that reality of the situation, even when the victim of it knows, you know, factually what's true, so that they can depend more and more on the gaslighter for their sense of reality.
All right. So we got a listener listening to you this morning, and they're saying, boy, I can really relate to that. I can identify that this is happening in my relationship. Where do they go from there?
Well, because gaslighting occurs over time, at first you might just think, wow, that's strange. Someone either behaves maliciously towards you, they maybe tell you an outright lie, or they accuse you of something, or you talk to them about something and then they deny it, and they blame that entire interaction on you. They'll take no responsibility for how they treated you, and then they're upset with you if you're disappointed or hurt. So you find yourself being accused of things that the other person is actually doing, like calling you a liar, you're untrustworthy, to deflect from their behavior. So first of all, you have to identify what's happening, and then you have to realize, wow, people who are gaslighting, they will lie outright to me. So I have to, you know, stay in my own reality, stay grounded, and keep that boundary in place, even when they're trying to turn the tables on you.
Back with Dr. Julie Gelthorpe in moments here on The Mix. Thanks for starting your day with the crew. It's 7:49. The new